USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination. After Hawaii, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont expanded their eligibilities on Monday. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend, with more than half of adults in the country having received at least one dose. A little more than a quarter of the U.S. population has now been fully vaccinated. And now that the jury has the case in the Derek Chauvin trial, several cities are preparing for possible unrest after a verdict is reached. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states. In a statement, Walz said he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Both he and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have appealed for calm and said that violence wouldn't be tolerated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that the president is expected to deliver remarks to the country after a verdict is delivered. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The cause of death for Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was revealed on Monday. Tim Berg has the story.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes stemming from two strokes a day after the January 6th Capitol breach, the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office confirmed on Monday, ending speculation he was beaten to death by pro-Trump rioters. The Medical Examiner also saying he did not suffer an allergic reaction after being sprayed with a chemical irritant as he was engaging people breaching the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And former Vice President Walter Mondale has died, according to a statement from his family. Mondale served under President Jimmy Carter after spending 12 years in the U.S. Senate. He made his own run at the White House in 1984, unsuccessfully challenging President Ronald Reagan. In his later career, he served as ambassador to Japan under President Bill Clinton. Walter Mondale was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving the White House, former President Donald Trump responded to questions about whether he'll run for president again in 2024.
The odds, what are the odds? Look,
the odds.
I got tremendous numbers. Nobody's ever gotten the numbers I got. No sitting president's come even close. There's more popularity now than there was the day before the election because they see how bad things are at the border. They see what's going on. They see that their guns are going to be gone, their Second Amendment, their taxes are going up, regulations are going through the roof, jobs are going to go out. What do you see? You know, this is going to take a little while to show. But if they add all these regulations back, the jobs are going to be gone. Your energy independence is going to be gone. So I say this, I am looking at it very seriously, beyond seriously. From a legal standpoint, I don't want to really talk about it yet.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And wildlife authorities in South Africa say that a herd of elephants have trampled a suspected poacher to death. South African National Parks said Monday that a group of three suspected poachers were being pursued by rangers in Kruger National Park in northeastern South Africa when they encountered a breeding pack of elephants. Rangers say that one of the suspected poachers was badly trampled and later succumbed to his injuries. Another was arrested, while the third managed to escape. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.